That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea. Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever episode 52.
Yes. Yes. Back to school. And I'm in this. Listen. I saw the Old Navy commercial for back to school and I was like, oh my God, I guess it's time.
Yeah.
You got to get your school. You got to get your gear for back to school. That was like the pinnacle of like the end of summer. We were sad because summer was ending, but we were going back to school shopping.
Right. And that's like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I'm getting a backpack.
Yeah.
I'm getting some gel pens.
School
maybe.
Supplies, bro.
The Ooh. Thrill of just walking slowly through the Target back to school section.
Oh my God. New like, notebooks.
And then sometimes you have like a piece of paper that the school sent you. So
oh,
I'd be
right.
like, oh,
Mom, yes.
I need to have five folders.
And highlighters and all this shit. And then you like get to school.
And you don't need
and you
any.
You don't use any of it.
Yeah. I remember one year my mom was so fed up because like the lists were just getting longer and longer.
Yeah.
So I come home with like my list of things that I need, you know. And she's like, I can remember it so clearly, walking through Staples and her being like, five different color highlighters. Why can't we just have one? Like
right.
everything. She was just like, this is getting extreme. Like this is
right.
overboard. And like, she was right. But also like, I did need five different color highlighters
I needed all
because
that.
My notes were super cute.
Right.
I needed to be color coordinated.
Right.
So what do you mean?
When I was in elementary school, I remember like everyone having like, remember those pencil grips?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the pencil grips, different kind of erasers, like all of that. There was a time, and I think maybe fourth or fifth grade, where we would like collect a bunch of those and then we would trade them.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh. And so if you had like the really cool stuff, you could like trade and get like posted, like all kinds of stuff all the time. I loved it.
We had that at my school. And you know what was like the cream of the crop for trading? Smensals.
Yep.
Do you remember Smensals?
What's that?
It's a smelly pencil.
I do remember the smelly pencils, but I didn't know what they were called. And I remember Smentals. Sometimes like bubble gum and they...
Yeah, well, and they came in
a case,
little case so you could like, yeah, totally.
I remember those so vividly.
But also the actual pencil...
Wasn't good.
Trash.
Yeah.
Like, and it was like kind of fuzzy and like felt weird, right? Do you remember that? And we had like sharpened it like a regular pencil. It was mostly for the smells.
Because the outside looked like it had been like from recyclable, like,
yeah, it was like yeah. newspapers or something like that. Yeah.
It wasn't giving cue. It smelled really
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, totally. Or even the markers that were smelly.
Loved those.
Those ones. I remember some kids would like really smell them and then they would have markers on their nose.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just huffing marker in the back of the class.
Literally.
Or glue.
Yeah.
Dude, the glue on the hands.
Oh, and then peeling it off. Like,
yeah.
I hate it and it is gross, but like,
I love it.
Why did we do that?
Like, I don't know. It just felt like so good. And it was better than like actually like picking. Well, and I also had like blisters and stuff from the monkey bars. So
ooh,
I actually
yep.
had like scabs to pick off my hands. But I was like, at least the glue, I'm just, you know,
yeah,
picking off.
Do you
not
guys,
actual scabs.
Were you guys, was your school like all around the mechanical pencil hype? Like
oh,
I remember
absolutely.
Once mechanical pencils like hit the stage, they then had different types and then like the nicer ones. And then you
oh,
were
yeah.
like, oh, shit. And then one year I was like, Mom, I have to have mechanical pencils only.
Yeah.
And like different types of lead. So it's like, oh,
yep.
like can I borrow? I need like a 0.5.
0.5, mm-hmm. 0.7.
Yeah, 0.7.
And remember they came in like the little tiny cases with the blue like slide top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So and the nice mechanical pencils were like the blue and green and pink, right? And they had the twist up eraser and they had the grip already on them.
Yep.
And
I the love push, those. The I only push buy those.
On the side, not on the top. It was on the side. Because the ones on the top, those were cheap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The ones that you, yeah.
And I hated those ones because they would squeak when you were writing. Yeah. You remember? Oh, that's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yep.
But anyways, all of this to say, as we were brainstorming end of summer topics, we're talking about like things we want to talk about, what's going on, and we realized we all have like so many just school related stories that are ranging on the funny, crazy, out there, sweet, heartwarming, all levels of school stories. And yes, we were like, we could just do a back to school episode and put them all in one episode.
Yes.
I feel like we're getting that excitement of back to school and chatting about it, but not like actually going back to school.
And like, thank God. I am not jealous. If you have to go back to school, I am so sorry to you. Congrats on your education, but I'm so happy that it's not me.
when was the last time you guys took a class?
I like fake took classes in 2020 because I was bored. You know, lockdown type vibes. But I think the last class I actually took was in 2017.
Yeah, I'm right behind you, which is like 2018 when I graduated. That was the like last time I studied, opened a book.
Yeah. That was for me, it was 2019. So 2017, 18, 19.
Yeah.
It's been like almost 5 years for all of us.
All right. Well, that's long a whole college career. So
Right.
Which, by the way, I feel like our 10 years for high school are like
10 year for high school is next year.
Yeah.
And that's
Are you guys going to go?
No.
No.
I said that so
we went
quickly
to Stevens. I feel like we did talk about this.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was cool. He enjoyed it. I feel like I enjoyed going with him, but I'm like, for my high school, I'm good.
Right.
Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah.
I keep in touch with the people I want to keep in touch with. But also I get it. Like it is a fun, and especially the people who like don't think about that much. And you're like, oh my God. Like we had like, you know how you had like class friends?
Yeah.
Like you would have like that was your bestie in like that one class.
Right.
But like you don't really hang out outside of then. But like you spend a lot of time with those people.
You do. You do. And you and even though you don't actually hang out with them, you're like you still are like we're still like we're cool. There was no beef, right? Because you guys didn't actually like hang out.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a couple of connections like that where I'm like, oh my God, what happened to them? Like I used to be so close with them in class and stuff. But like now what?
Right.
Yeah.
I guess now you need
what? And that's what is so like, look them up, you know, on, you know, part of the high school reunion is seeing those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like imagine like respect. I don't know, but I'm not like out looking on Instagram for my high school friend. Like.
Right.
Not high school friends, like high school classmates.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I'm not really. Yeah. I guess I feel like other than like being nosy, why would I go? Because other than like just trying to see like what everybody's doing, what would be the point? What do you do there?
Right.
Like what happens at a class reunion?
The thing that was interesting was obviously it's a 10-year reunion, so everyone is of age.
Oh,
so there
was
like a lot of drinking.
Does it take place at the school?
Stevens didn't. Stevens was at a winery.
Oh, okay.
But it was interesting because the ASB president, I think this is standard, plans it. Like whoever was your ASB president, like part of their role.
I love that. When they're sworn into ASB president, they're like, you will host the 10-year and 10 years from now.
10 and 20. Like they are supposed to be the one to host all of
Does
them.
Oh my gosh. Runner up host it if they die?
Very good question, Jessica.
Let me know in the comments. I'm actually so curious. I'm so sorry.
So that was, that wasn't part of Steven's thing, but the girl who was the one who was supposed to plan it was just like totally MIA. Like, moved on, which like
fair.
Valid. Like when you sign up to be your senior class president, you don't know where your life's going to be in, 10 years.
Right.
But someone else just who was like an event planner, like that's their job.
Perfect.
And was like in ASB was like,
I'll do it. Okay. That's tea.
And so she planned it and it was fun.
Right.
People, that was like a way bigger deal. Pre iPhone generation, pre social media,
everybody
having a computer in their house,
right?
I think so.
You're so right.
And I think I would feel a lot more like
inclined to like, because I really can just look you up and see everything that you're doing and not have to actually see
you, literally know where you're at right now on your story, like
right,
yeah.
Although I will say, my aunt and uncle met at their high school reunion. They like went to the same high school, but they didn't really know each other. Like they knew each other's names, but like they were not friends. Like they didn't run in the same circles. They were both single at their 10-year high school reunion. They met and they were married like less than a year later.
That is so
romantic.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you're single, go to your high school reunion. You might find your partner.
Yeah.
But isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And Jess makes up such a good point about that. Cause like imagine TBT back in the days, you didn't have the internet. You're like, oh, but in like 8 more years, I'm gonna see Cindy and I'm gonna confess my love to her.
Yes,
and we're gonna be together. Yes.
Okay, T.
Yeah. That'll be your chance.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I love that.
And you won't know really I also think the other thing too is like not a lot of people left their hometowns also. There's a lot of people that stayed in that area. And I feel like a lot of my high school like classmates stayed in San Diego. I'm pretty sure.
Where it's like if you wanted to see them, could.
And if I see them on social media, they're hanging out with who they hung out with in high school.
Yeah.
It's like the same group. I'm like, okay, so y'all just like kept the party going.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Love that for you guys. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be me, but I love that for you.
Yeah. What do you do? Do you guys just kind of like drink and
that's
eat
what I said.
Dance?
I said, what happens there?
Yeah, like walk us through
there,
Steven.
Are yeah. there activities that they planned
right.
to get the group going?
It was drinking, eating, dancing.
Okay.
And also they had like a big projector where everyone had sent in their high school photos.
Okay.
And so that was kind of cute. They had like a slideshow and everyone was like, oh, look at you in this thing. And da-da-da-da. It was a lot of like reminiscing. It was so cute. Steven and his like high school best friend who lives up in the Bay Area, he came down with his wife and we all went together, like the four of us.
Wow.
Cute.
And like Steven and his best friend were like, you know, a little like nerdy, awkward in high school. And now they're like so confident and sure of themselves and like established in their lives.
Right.
And the two of them were like just drinking and having a ball, being like, we can finally be who we always wanted to be in high school. Like, I never could have talked to these people before. Now we're all, and like, just so like, and then we went to a taco shop after and they were like crying and saying how much they loved each other. We're like, me and his, Steven's best friend's wife was also pregnant at the time. So she was dead sober. I had like a drink or two. We're just sitting there like
watching.
This is awesome.
Right. You're like, these guys love it.
But for Steven and his best friend, it was like, you know, they got to kind of step, like they had really stepped into themselves since high school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they got to go and be around all of these people who they felt like so self-conscious around 10 years ago and be like, oh, we're all just like normal people now.
Yeah. Right.
Like none of us want to be like holding on to our high school selves.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. We'd be like, oh, I peaked in high school.
I need to go back because I'm going to be, you know, popping off tonight because this is when I did. I'd be like, oh, God.
Like,
no.
I know. But I think probably high school was the best, I guess, out of all of it. I mean, middle school, I feel like for everybody is
the worst.
Weird vibes.
Yep. Middle school, weird vibes. Weird vibes.
What about you, P?
I think my favorite was like the whole elementary experience. I went to one school my entire elementary. So I was there from like kindergarten all the way to fifth. So like I knew all the teachers. I felt really comfortable and I had a really great elementary experience, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Period. I think elementary for me too.
Yeah.
I just like, I wasn't insecure yet in myself, I just wasn't even like really perceiving myself. Like at that age, you're just kind of like existing.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you get to like sixth, seventh grade and you're like so, so beyond aware of yourself, how you're being perceived.
Other people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like I really enjoyed elementary school.
Yeah.
I was like a good student and I like loved playing kickball at recess. Yeah. And I was like very much a tomboy. And
yeah.
Right.
I loved the like the assemblies on Fridays. We were singing and stuff. Right. Like, I was always volunteering to sing, of course.
Right.
But like I just really had a good time there. Like I was having so good of a time. I feel like I was having ice cream with the principal like often, like with the get togethers, because I was just like truly involved in signing myself up. Like as I'm really rethinking about it, it's like I even signed up myself for safety patrol.
Oh yeah.
The girlies who were safety patrol girlies, oh my God, so cool.
So
with
cool.
the vest.
Oh yeah.
In the morning.
Stopping,
in the
power, like literally conducting traffic.
Yeah.
And they're like 10.
Literally 10.
So powerful. You can make fun of yourself, but me, I would have been like, that girl, so cool.
I
so
walk
cool.
out with my stop sign.
Yo, like, I remember, and they got let out of class early because they had to like.
That
get
was
it
my
together.
Favorite part, and I remember they were like, "Oh yeah, you have to like you have to be good standing attendance because you show up late to class because I did the morning shift or like nighttime, so like I show up late or." Well, late or leave early.
Right.
And then they were like, and at the end of it, you get a trophy and there's like a pizza party. And I was like, I've never had a trophy before because I've never done sports and I need a trophy.
Right.
So I did.
Did
you get a trophy?
I did.
We should add it to the set.
We should.
You need to go get it. Safety patrol trophy.
Yes.
I'll have to ask my mom for
it. Yeah, literally like, get
it. Do you still have that?
You need to get it. I think that would be a great addition.
When you mentioned assemblies, it made me realize and think about the absolute, just honestly, kind of like unethical wildness that was the way that they would have us out there, like doing fundraisers, that was just like selling like Christmas wrapping paper or like magazine subscriptions. And they would take us in an assembly, like to like the PAC, the Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
And they would sit us all down and they would have someone come out and hype us out about all the prizes.
The coolest guy ever. He's like the coolest guy, and you want to be his friend.
You can win
all of this. You can have all of this.
And they start at the smallest ones, like, oh, who likes this pencil? And then they go all the way up to, and if you sell $500,000 of wrapping paper, you get a limo to pick you up from, right? All this wild stuff. And they get everyone so hyped up. And I remember after, and honestly, looking back, it gives MLM, multi-level marketing.
Oh, totally. Because
I remember afterwards, me and my friends being like, no, we are going to do it this year. And we're going to pool all of our sales and we're going to get the pizza party.
Yeah,
and like,
with the limo and all that. Yeah,
and
totally.
Like, why is that how they were having us fundraise for the school? Like, that's kind of really messed up. And it was always, it was always the kids whose like parents really took initiative of selling the stuff and, you know, would take it to their office or sell it to their friends that would get all the prizes. Yeah. And so I would go door to door with my neighbors and we'd sell, you know, a couple $100 of stuff. And I'd get like a pencil and an eraser. And then I'd like it, you'd watch all the kids who got like just the crazy levels of stuff and be like,
that sucks. Sierra, that took me out. Yeah. You saying they took it to work, because I still vividly remember my friend, not my friend, let me take that back, my classmate came into class and was like, can I have a new sheet? I ran out completely. My mom took it to work.
Sheet.
Yeah.
I was gagged. Like, truly, the whole classroom gooped. What do you mean you need a new sheet?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, well, my mom took it to her office and my dad wants to take it to his. And I was like,
okay. I also remember, like, the pressure that put on, like, my parents, too.
Yes.
Me being like, I have to get this thing, but, like, I can't actually do anything.
I know, poor parents.
Yeah.
And then me trying to get my parents to buy stuff.
Right.
So that at least I could get the one prize.
Yep. Right.
Did y'all do Girl Scouts?
Yep. I was thinking about that.
Do you remember the helicopter ride? If you got, like, the last of the things.
Yes, but also remember we actually wrote on the, like, sheet of paper.
It was, like, a score sheet.
Yeah,
and Yahtzee.
It, like, fell. Like, it was, like, folded, right?
Yes.
And I remember I would, like, take it with me to, like, my parents' like church and, like, take it to, like, wherever and be like, did anybody want to buy Girl Scout tickets? And I remember, Girl Scout tickets, Girl Scout cookies. And I remember there was another girl that, like, started going to the church or whatever who was also a Girl Scout. And I was like, oh, hell no.
This is my territory. This is me.
Well, I remember my mom was like, well, go up to everybody that, like, we actually know and be like, hey, I'm about to start selling Girl Scout cookies, like, next week. So, like,
you got me?
Next week, look
bring
for
your
me.
Money.
Like, because I'm going to be out here hustling. And I was hustling.
Wait, remind me how, because my mom was, like, the county, like, cookie mom, like, distributor
mom.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was the dealer.
Yeah, exactly.
For regular people.
She's
the
supplier.
Yeah. For regular Girl Scouts, what did that, like, look like? Because you were just saying with, like, your putting in an undue burden on your parents.
Right.
So, like, would you guys go pick up the cookies and then you were responsible to getting them to all of the people that you sold it to?
Yeah, so we would have to go to, like, whoever's Jess's mom's house and pick up the cookies and, like, sell them that way. Or we would get, like, a fuck ton and just have them, like, in our house.
Yeah.
And then be like, okay, next week when I see you, I'll have your Samoas and blah, 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 whatever, whatever. But, like, it was a lot because we also, if we ran out, we had to go back to that mom's house and, like, pick up the cookies and, like, do a whole thing.
Yeah. I was definitely outside of Vaughn's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Working.
Yes.
They were like, ladies, you're missing him. I'm like, would you please like to buy a Girl Scout cookie?
Right, like
in
dancing.
A cookie out. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, I was back in the TBT 90s. I had, like, I think a tag along outfit. Oh, and of course, I volunteered. God.
I know.
Why am I always volunteering?
Trying to perform.
I will find the photo. I have a photo of me in the tag alongs outside
I wanna
of the
see
Vaughn's.
It.
I need to see it.
Hustling.
Yeah, but outside the stores, like.
Yep. And I will say, it's not as common now, I feel like, for the kids to go door to door.
Yeah.
But
right.
The couple times that it has happened here, I'm, like, so excited. Like, of course I'm going to buy something.
Let me get my money, honey.
So excited. But a couple months ago, someone knocked on the door, and I went and I looked through, like, the camera, and it was, like, a little kid and their parent. Well, you know, looked like their parent. So
right.
I'm, like, and holding, like, a clipboard. I'm so cute. As a button little kid.
Right.
Sell to me. I will buy whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited. I open the door. I'm like, hi.
Right.
And you know, the kid's kind of nervous and they're like, so I have a question for you. And I'm like, uh-huh.
Right.
Like, yeah, what is it? Like,
yeah.
Is it, do I like wrapping paper? Because I'm going to buy some.
I do.
And they go, do you believe in God? And
oh,
I'm like,
no.
And, I'm like so flabbergasted because I was just like so eager, so ready. Right. And now I'm just like, oh my God.
Now
like,
I just
like,
has want you
her
to leave.
Pen and checkbook
yes,
in
I
hand.
Know.
And she's like, who do I make this out to?
And I was God. Like, excuse me. Like I was so caught off guard.
Right.
And they go, do you believe that you're going to hell or heaven? And I'm like, I just wanted to buy some nuts or some wrapping paper.
Right.
Like, let you get your Spencil. Like,
right.
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 And
right.
I ended up like having to have, you know, an awkward moment. Because usually I would not open the door if I got the vibe that this was someone who was going to be proselytizing me. But,
right.
you know, the worst part, too, was once I said, you know, oh, well, you know, thank you for coming, but I'm not interested. You know, I have my own beliefs. The parent stepped in and started right. then trying to like preach to me.
Right.
And I was like, look, I thought that this was like a fundraiser or something.
Right.
And you can have your own beliefs, but please do not come back to my house.
Right. right.
But it honestly is on me for being so eager and excited when I answered the door.
Right.
Because if I was like a little kid whose parents said we have to go door to door and like convert people to our religion.
Right.
And a woman answered the door like, hi. I'd be like, this is my jackpot.
Right.
She clearly needs Jesus.
Right. Clearly. Right.
But this is not, now we're not even back to school stories. Now we're missionary stories.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Yeah, before we get into this episode, as if we're not already 30 minutes in,
yeah.
Make sure to hit subscribe.
Yeah.
Get us to our 100,000 subscriber goal.
Yes.
And you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok as well at 20whateverpod. Back to school.
Right.
When we're thinking about going back to school, I think a lot about like the before of like buying the school supplies and the outfit and like, figuring everything out. But also like that first day of school, especially like entering a new facility, I guess,
yes.
right? Like
yeah.
entering first grade, entering middle school, entering high school, entering college. Do you guys have any standout first day memories?
I feel like my first day of middle school was like really impactful for me because I knew it was coming, so I needed to plan for it. Like that
right.
outfit, I think, was the most planned outfit I had of my entire school career at that point because I was like, we're going to a new school. We're reinventing ourselves. Are we changing our name? I don't know. But right now, I need to figure out what the heck's going on. And I still remember so vividly being like, okay, this is what I'm going to wear because it's a little tight and like it's Hollister vibe. So I was like, okay, go. So I like wanted to have like a little something in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember I lived so close to the school that like my mom was like, oh, I'll drop you off. But I was like, no, mom, it's middle school and I want to be cool and I want to walk there. And I had a friend that also lived by the school. So my mom would drop me off at his house so I could walk to school.
Right.
Right. But I still vividly remember like my clothes was just perfect. My hair was crisped. Obviously burnt, just like
literally like fried.
So fried, thick eyeliner, and I'm walking to school with my friend. And I'm just like, this is it. This is the year.
Right.
And we're grown up.
Yeah.
Right. Like going into middle school, I think felt this feeling of like, oh, I'm like a teenager.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so grown, I walk to school.
It's so funny you bring up the like Hollister outfit too, because my clearest first day of school memory, also middle school, first day of sixth grade, actually, like the night before, the days before, I remember my friend who was already a sixth grader, so she was going to be a seventh grader when I got there. She was like giving me the lowdown on like all
of
the school,
course.
Right?
Amazing.
Everything. And one of the things she said, she was like, and Sierra, nobody wears Justice in middle school. And I loved Justice.
Right.
All my clothes were from either Kohl's, the Children's Place, or Justice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Limited 2.
And Limited 2.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember saying to her, like, and I had, you know, my Lizzie McGuire moment of like, well, that's fine, but I like Justice, so I'm still gonna wear it, right?
Right.
And I'm like firm in myself, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm got my cute little Justice outfit, I remember it, light blue with polka dots, and it was a V-neck, so I had a cami underneath.
Of course.
Right? And then like a little matching like skirt and a headband that matched with the polka dots.
Right, of course.
I know
literally,
this set from
right?
I know.
You can picture it.
I see it, yes.
Within the first hour of me being at middle school, I'm going, oh my God, Sarah was right. Sarah was right. No one's wearing Justice and I feel so out of place.
Right. Right.
I don't think I wore Justice again after the first day of sixth grade.
Hollister at that time
was
chokehold.
Everything. No,
my
literally.
Wall was covered in the bags.
The bags.
I'm telling you. It just, that was the only place I would shop. And I, like we mentioned before, it's like thank God my mom like had the means to give me those clothes and like to avoid like bullying, because how like the kids that can't be going to Hollister, like it wasn't cheap back in the day too. I remember like,
bro, that was
my mom was like, we're going to Hollister. Okay. And I'm like, mom, all the kids like are wearing this. And I'm going to be bullied. And so I feel like my mom even was like, okay, this is necessary.
Right.
Like yeah. She didn't.
We did not. I did not have the opportunity to shop at Hollister like ever. Like that was like not a reality for me, but I knew, and maybe this is just me being a hustler. I think I just like knew I could just get around stuff, but I knew that I could find stuff that looked like it other places.
Yep.
So I did that for a while. And then I remember there was something in middle school that like people were like swapping clothes. It was literally giving clothes swap. And I remember that I was like, okay, this is how I'm going to get Hollister stuff, because I know that these girls are going to give Hollister stuff. So anytime I saw it, I would always grab it. And that's how I was started to incorporate like Hollister shit into my like wardrobe.
Yeah.
Because the other girls were giving their old Hollister stuff away. And I was like, mine.
Mine.
And now I walk around with Hollister like everybody else in here.
Yeah.
That I vividly remember being like,
because they set the status. Yeah. At least at my school, it was like.
No, same.
Hollister.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, Hollister, Abercrombie, Fitch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was the other one? American Eagle was also like up there too.
Aeropostale.
Mm-hmm, yep. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I can't get any of this. So how can I? And I remember I was like, we're just going to do the layers and we're going to get the little V-neck tops and we're going to do the layering and we're going to do all
remember
that.
The baby doll top?
Hell yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, a chokehold, bro.
But as a girl who was so insecure with my stomach, I was so happy about those.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it just flowed over.
Right.
Also, like, why did we all?
So I know.
I really feel that.
I was like, I feel that, but like, I don't want to feel that. Like, yeah. I'm sad that that's like relatable that content.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, I don't know if this is like a black thing, but I know that like everybody gets their hair cut before school, and you're like, whatever. But like, black people, black girls specifically, like, go and get their hair like done. Like, I'm going to the salon, and I'm not getting it cut, but I'm like getting it, you know, relaxed, perm, whatever, like styled for school. And it will be like that for a week.
Mm-hmm. Like, so then you have like perfect hair that first week of school.
Mm-hmm. 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 And I remember like watching the girls, like everybody obviously came to school the first day, like looking their best. But then like eventually everybody kind of looked like pretty regular.
Yeah.
You know, but I had my hair like done for like a week, because that's like, that's how it works. And I remember like being like, oh, should I take my hair out? Like, should I like...
Oh, like, am I trying too hard?
Like, am I doing too much? Mm. Yeah. Mm. But, like, in elementary school, like, that's just what you did. And also, again, I don't think anybody really cared. Like, that's not... Elementary school, like, that's not... Nobody's thinking about that. But also, I think being, like, one of the only black girls in the school, like, there was, like, a handful of us. Me and my cousin like to call us sprinkles, because there's, like, a few, like, little black sprinkles over here and, like, a little over here. And there was, like, a little sprinkle of us in the middle school. And I think we all were, like, should we
all take our hair out?
Take our hair out right now? Like, I remember it being weird, and then like whatever, we got over it. But I just have a really like distinct memory of like everyone's like dressing down, and I feel like I'm still dressing up. Like I need to like drop down a little bit.
And like the worst thing to do as a middle schooler is to look like you're trying too hard. Or doing too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's my worst fear all the time. I'm like, I don't want to look like I'm doing too much.
Me scuffing up my Vans before the first day because they can't look too new.
Oh my God. What is that? Like, that's like so insane.
But you know, in elementary school, no one wouldn't even notice that.
Right.
But in middle school, you know, someone would be like, oh, did you just get new shoes for the first day?
Right.
Oh, you got your hair done for the first week?
Right. And you're like bro.
Yeah, because I'm excited.
Right. And like,
well, you care.
That's embarrassing.
For kids to care.
Dare you?
Right. Right. You're like, I actually had to get new clothes and new shoes because I grew because we're 12.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sue me. I'm growing.
Lame, you care.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know. I wish that we knew then, and I could be so much more confident and be like, yeah.
Because.
And what about it?
And that's why you wearing last year's shoes, bro.
Oh.
Hit him with that. So what, dude, somebody asked me like if I could go back, like what I would do. And I was like, I would roast everyone. Everybody
clap
would be eaten alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd have them all ready in my brain.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, looted.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
And Sierra. Please, I want to hear your clear as day memory of your first day of school.
Well, there was the justice one of the middle school of like that. That was definitely big.
Right.
For me,
yeah. Right.
Because
right.
It was that moment of like, oh, my God, she was right.
Right.
No one's wearing justice.
Right.
I'm different. But I think my first day of high school really stands out to me because Fearless, the Fearless album by Taylor Swift had come out like
2 years before. And so I had spent all this time listening to the song 15 by Taylor Swift.
Right.
And then like on the drive there, it was like me and my friend Hannah were being driven by her older sister who went to the school. So it was like,
oh, that's cool.
So cool. Yeah. So cool.
And we were like, can you play 15 by Taylor Swift? And we're like in the back, like, oh my God. Like, and that just like build up. And then I remember, you know, the line of like, and a senior boy, blah, blah, blah. I remember this like junior boy was like, kind of like literally not even like flirting with me, just like talked to me. And right. I was like, oh my God, I'm just like Taylor Swift. Oh my God, oh my God.
Right.
Yeah.
God, the older boy whole situation. God, why? And they're like not better.
No.
Not smarter, not harder, hotter, just older. So it was like something. Why?
Yeah, why?
Why?
Because he's an older boy.
Older boy.
Older boy, yeah. And I guess if he like drove or whatever, that was like, cool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
But yeah, that's my clearest first day.
But
memory.
That is so, that's like, so that's super cute. Wholesome.
Yeah, like, super wholesome.
Really, like, listening to Taylor Swift 15 on the way to your first day of high school, that shit just,
yeah.
I want to cry.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
That, aww. Yeah, that's cute. That's really cute. Because it feels like you still kind of have that, like, innocence.
Totally.
Before, like, high school really takes you by the hair and, like, throws you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the thing about high school that's kind of fucked up is like you're like innocent, right? You're probably 14 or 15. Middle school is like really insane and weird, but like then you think about high school and you think that you're gonna be like this like grown up, like
I'm gonna go to football games,
yeah, and I'm like growing up and I'm like doing this thing, but like freshmen are babies.
Your youngest
oh yeah, my
sibling.
Sister, she's going to be a freshman in high school, and I look at her, I'm like, you're a baby, right. But I know in her head that mm-hmm. she's like, I'm going to high school, I'm grown, and I'm like, you are an actual baby. You don't even know what's going on. You literally have no concept of anything. I hope that you stay like that for as long as you can.
Yeah.
Because once you know, you can't, like, once you're, like, here, that's it. Like, you're done.
You never get that, like, kind of wide-eyed Mm-mm. innocence back. Mm-mm. That's the thing. My high school, first day of school, very wholesome. College, first day of school, opposite. Oh my God. It was just
the opposite of wholesome?
Yes. Opposite of wholesome. So I went to SDSU, San Diego State University, which is a very good school, but it is also a party school.
Right.
STDSU.
Yes.
STDSU.
STDSU.
Yes, because people go there and party and fuck around.
Right.
Anyways, sorry.
So my first day of school, I move into my dorm, and the dorm setup was cool that I had. I had like a single, and then there were two doubles, and we were all attached to like a kitchen and kind of like office space where we could like do our schoolwork. So it was cool because I had like my own space, but I had like roommates. And so we all get there, we move in, and we had all like texted and stuff before. So we were all like getting to know each other, and like all of our parents move us in. And then there's this moment where like they all leave, and we all kind of have this realization that like we're strangers and like our parents left.
Yeah.
And like right. One of the girls starts like tearing up. And like, but not in like a like sad, like I miss my parents way, just kind of like a, oh, like this is like kind of sad. And then we all kind of start tearing up. And it was kind of this moment of like, oh, we're like all here together. Like, and that was like very, very wholesome. And then it was like an hour of that. And then it was like, oh my God, it's the first night of college. Let's go.
Right. Like,
and
let's
our
rage.
Dorm was like on Greek row. Like, I mean, we were
the faces, the jaws have dropped.
Greek row at SDSU is
that explains your Fratlantis story so much more.
That explains
to
so much.
So we have this sweet moment, and then we all
followed by debauchery
go out. And the thing is, I had experimented with alcohol prior to college.
Period.
So I knew my limits. I wasn't going into this first night at, I honestly hadn't even thought about like, oh my God, it's going to be so crazy first night. Like I didn't think about that. But then when my roommates were like, let's walk outside and the parties are there, like,
you're like, right.
Okay, yeah, let's go. I remember getting drunk the first night, but not like crazy. Like I knew how much I could drink to get drunk, but not be like sick and incoherent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. My roommates, on the other hand, they were like, my first night away from my parents, I like they had differing experiences with alcohol. Some of them not, some of them a little bit. It was chaos. I remember the thing to do then was to put your key on a hair tie so that you could get back in. So you'd like tie, like break a hair tie, put your key on it, put it around your wrist.
Right.
So we all have like our hair tie keys. It's like so cute because everyone tells you not to wear your lanyard.
Right.
But, like, that's a freshman thing.
Right.
So we've got, like, our keys on our on our hair ties. We're running around. We're going on to all the frat parties. And it was just wild to see an entire class, like, an entire college class out on the streets of SDSU, most of them drinking for the first time.
Mm. Oof.
It's a lot of alcohol poisoning. Those first couple of days. And like everyone gets in trouble though, because everyone goes so hard at the beginning that then they're like, all right, well, one of the girls overdosed, like scary things.
Right.
Like one of the first nights, I don't think it was the first night, but the first weekend, one of my roommates got so sick that I was like about to call an ambulance. Because everyone else was like, no, she'll be fine. Like, but I mean, this girl like couldn't hold her head up. Mm-hmm. Like it was I'm thinking, I am not about to like witness someone like die.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not going to be the person. Right. Because you hear those stories of like, we thought she'd be fine. I was like, I'm not about to be that person.
Right.
She ended up kind of coming to a little bit more. And I was like, okay. Like, okay. And her boyfriend was there. So I was like, okay. Like,
mm-hmm. Get your girl.
Like, yeah. But I mean, it really was like, I had this feeling of like, oh, I've seen this. I've read this article.
Right.
And I had that experience dozens of times at SDSU mm-hmm. of like, oh, I've seen this story. I've read this article,
mm-hmm.
both in like the people getting too drunk and also just the like complete toxicity and misogyny of the frat houses.
Right.
The girls aren't all at house parties.
Yes. That's the other thing. So I joined a sorority when I was at SDSU. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The sororities do not in the Panhellenic organization, which is like the national sororities.
Right.
They don't allow parties because they don't want to have this like party persona. So you can't drink in the house. You can't like host parties. You can have like a gathering, but like no alcohol, very, very strict rules. And so that's what you do is you have to go to the frat houses, which I also think creates a power imbalance where like
totally
they hold the liquor. They hold
the power. Because if I want to party, I have to go to their house. And that is such a good point.
Right.
Which then when I did join my sorority, we ended up becoming like super close with a bunch of guys from the Jewish fraternity, which you didn't actually have to be Jewish to join. Mm. But like,
nice.
So it was funny because it was like some people were in it because they were Jewish and other people were in it because they were like, this is like the chillest frat house.
Right.
So then we like exclusively went to parties with the Jewish fraternity. They were like so cool.
Sarah was like, Shabbat Shalom.
Yeah, let's fucking go.
I love that. I didn't know that about that. At SDSU, but I love that.
Yeah.
I'm mad that I didn't know.
That's crazy. I didn't realize. I mean, I don't know anything about sorority culture other than it like seems super insane to me. But I mean, I don't know anything. But I really didn't know that you can throw parties. I thought that like if you were in a sorority or fraternity, like that's all y'all were doing was like partying with each other and like doing the thing. But also, isn't that where a lot of people like get into relationships?
Mm-hmm.
Like the sororities like get into like.
Yeah. So you can do like a mixer like with another fraternity, but it's like. The fraternity's hosting it or there's a venue. So like we once had like a mixer where we like there was like a bar rented that we went to.
Okay.
But like you are not really even allowed to have boys in the sorority house because that image is so important, right?
Right.
But then it's scary because if you're trying to hang out with the boys, we all have to go to their house. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Then it's also a lot.
I know. Well, it's also not giving. Respectfully, I know they're not cleaning their toilets. Like,
right, it's
I
like have gross. Heard
a frat house bathroom is worse than any music festival porta potty you could imagine.
You couldn't pay me to use that bathroom.
And it's like stalls.
And usually there's, I was going to say, sometimes there's no doors and you would have to ask a guy to stand and like let you know. So like, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Girl,
it's bad.
Ew.
I'm like, I don't know if my child can for the first 2 years, like 18, 19. I don't know. That stresses me out.
Right?
I'm like just like knowing that information.
And, yeah.
I didn't like, so after I graduated high school, I did general ed at the local, at Palomar College. And then I transferred to SDSU. And so I finished up my schooling there. But those 2 years, I feel like the community college really like, those 2 years, I feel like I was really young and I was still staying at home and like doing the call. I was still doing the parties and stuff, but I was much safer, I feel like, than if I would have been at SDSU. Like,
well, because you had to come back home.
Yes.
That's the difference, right? Like we're going back to the dorm in which we only have to sneak around the RA.
Mm-hmm.
Who is another student, right?
Yeah, who's another student.
Yeah.
Right.
And they don't want to catch you. If they see it, they have to.
Paperwork.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's hard. It's more work for them if they catch you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, right, right.
But anyways, that's my first day of high school versus first day of college comparison.
Jeez.
I know.
That's like a very, what is that called? Vast?
Yeah. No. Vast array of experiences.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to
say. Took the words right out of your mouth.
Yeah, didn't you did.
Ryan,
you did.
You've seen Pitch Perfect. You know how like they just get like they all moved in and they were like, oh, yeah. And then they like all got together and sang acapella and just like casually had some jungle juice. That's all. Yeah. That's
well,
what it's like.
Here's the thing. I wanted the college experience and the dorm experience so badly. Like that was something I really, really, really wanted and I never got. And I remember like, even when I was going to the community college, I was like, I'm just going to do community college for 2 years. You know, whatever, what you literally just said. And then I'm going to go to this other school that's like not here. So I have to live on campus and I'm still going to do the thing. And I mean, I was very much more concerned with like the social aspect of it. I mean, that was my whole school experience. I was not there to learn. I was there to socialize.
Right.
And that obviously became an issue for me. It was always an issue, but whatever. That's not the point. The point is I wanted to go to college for the social aspect of it. I wanted to go to the parties. I wanted to go to the dorms and decorate my little wall and my bedding. And I like wanted to make friends and do all the things. I wanted it so bad. Like I think about it now and I'm like, it's okay. Like it's fine. But damn, I like, that was like the one thing that I needed.
Sell it to you. Oh, yeah. Good. I mean, and think about it. I'm like, the marketing that has to go behind for you all believe that you need that experience.
Oh, yeah.
You need to spend this money at this college. You need to join a very expensive, by the way. Like,
oh, yeah.
I didn't join a sorority because I remember and I was like,
they're so expensive.
And the time commitment. And then I remember like all these, like the girls in my classes were like, oh, I have to pay all this money because I can't show up to things. So I'm going to pay money instead. And like, they're forcing me to buy
this gear.
Would
they fine you?
Yes. They would fine you.
You get fined for like missing a certain amount of meetings or missing an event.
Money. And so I was like, wait, it's giving. And so I made a lot of friends with like the girls there in class and they'd be like, honestly, it's probably not worth it for you. Like you're already like have friends and like you're just kind of basically she's like I signed up when I wanted to meet friends. And now I'm like, how the hell do I get out? Because it's very, very expensive and very time commit. And like, I could just go to the parties and not be in a sorority.
Right.
So I never joined.
Although I will say one very positive of my sorority experience, they gave us like comprehensive sex ed when we rushed, which was interesting. After we pledged, we had a special meeting that they didn't tell us what it was about, but for all the pledges. And it was like two of the execs and then like one random girl in the sorority who just was like majoring in like sex education or something. And they sat us down. They're like, look, you guys came from all over the country. Different levels of like sex ed from your schools and your parents. We are not going to sit here and tell you guys to be abstinent because like we're not even abstinent. Like, but that's probably the only sex ed you've ever gotten.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So like, let's explain to you like how to put on a condom, how to like prevent STDs, how to like, you know, get yourself out of a situation if you feel like you're being pressured, like very comprehensive to the point that they had us all like putting condoms on bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I had never like had sex ed like that before.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, that was like one of the better takeaways from my sorority experience was just comprehensive sex ed that I should have had at a much younger age.
Right. I mean, if we're being for real, we need to be like having comprehensive sex ed in high school. There's this one time in middle school, it was sixth grade. And so at this point, it was probably like mid-year at this point. So everybody knew where they belonged. Everybody had their cliques. We were already here. And this was before like everybody had phones. So not everybody was like able to text. But if you had a phone, like the teachers knew because you were probably really annoying about your phone, right?
Flipping it open.
Yeah, doing like the most with it, right? But like not everybody had a phone at this point. So we were still like passing notes. But everybody was getting caught passing notes because it's just easy to get caught, right? We've seen the movies, we know. So me and my friend were like, let's be smarter with this. We're going to get a notebook, write the notes in the notebook and just give you the notebook. Like it's we're just passing. This is your notebook. You left it. Or like we'll walk by to get like a drink of water, sharpen a pencil.
Oh,
and we're
God.
Passing it. Genius, bro. We ahead of our time. We never got caught, by the way. This is not about how we got caught.
I was just
and did
say,
you have it all in one journal, like a shared journal?
It was literally just a notebook. And obviously we could tell who said what. And it was just like pages of like paragraphs with different like handwriting or different like colored like pens or whatever.
That is so cute.
It was genius.
Just very incriminating. Like if they were to find that, we are so screwed.
Oh well, we didn't get called by the teacher, but we were talking about one of our classmates, and we weren't stupid enough to write anyone's real name.
Oh, of course,
never.
Code names
for
that
everyone.
Was all about middle school.
Code names, for everyone. So there was this. This is so mean, but whatever. We're in middle school, so whatever. there was this girl that everybody hated. We hated her, and we named her Angry Eyebrows. But it was just the way her eyebrows were shaped, and that's so sad because it's not her fault. But we made fun of her for it, so we called her Angry Eyebrows, which is obvious. Like she, like whatever,
has heard that before.
Yeah,
I'm sure. So we're passing notes back and forth, and I don't know. I can't remember if she left the book open or if it just. I don't know what happened, but Angry Eyebrows saw that we were talking about her, and she like read it or whatever, and she like just looked at my friend and was like, "I'm like supposed to come over to your house after, like, why are you?" And I was like, "Oh,
that poor her
Angry
girl.
Eyebrows." I'm I was so like, sorry.
I know that girl
you.
Was so hurt.
So
you made her sad eyebrows.
I know. Damn, we made her sad eyebrows. I know, and I felt so bad. I was like, "Oh my god!" And the next day, we just changed the name. We didn't stop talking about her. We just changed her nickname or code name. I don't know. I was like thinking back to middle school and I was like, what was really cracked? And I was like, oh, that sucks.
The names that people had were just so.
We never really did like nicknames for like anyone except our crushes.
Oh, like boys. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Every crush had it. I remember I liked a guy who had checkered shoes. We called him Checkers in all of our notes.
Mm-hmm. One of my guys, so, watermelon.
Yep. Exactly. Why?
Right.
Like whatever the one thing that you could think of, shoelaces.
Yep.
This is shoelaces.
Yep. I like somebody and we called them mango because we saw them eating mangoes one time. So stupid.
I found a note recently from like middle school, but it was from Maddie who did our mugs.
Oh, yes.
Which
yes,
was
yes.
So funny.
Love that.
I found a note from her from what must have been sixth or seventh grade. And it was so funny because like the entire thing was just like code words about people we liked.
Right.
I'm not really into, you know, book anymore. Me and book are kind of over it. But now I'm really into, like, you know, purple backpack.
Right.
So funny. But that Ken, was like... Kenzie and I had a shared journal like that in high school.
Yeah.
Because we went to different schools. So we'd, like, write about our week to each other and then hand it over on the weekends.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's cute.
It was cute.
Oh my gosh, do you still have that book?
Yeah, we do have it. We do have it still. And we've That's like so gone cute. And revisited oh it God. A couple times. And it's like just, it's a trip on a lot of levels.
Right.
Right.
I can only imagine. I rereading, I think it was my like old Gmail number one link lover.
Oh, one, right.
Or something like that.
Of course.
And I was reading the messages and I was like, what am I saying? And why was I adding extra S's and Z's?
Bro.
And like the way I was texting, like I think I was using like Q's as G's, like just to be like,
yeah,
so
like what
lame.
Was that?
Oh God. I'm like, hey poop nug. Da 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 da. Like
poop nug.
I swear to God.
No, right.
Poop
I
nug.
I believe it.
I was shook. I was like, not poop nug.
Right.
Addressed to.
Right.
Poop nug. Poop nug. My friend.
My friend poop nug.
Your poop nug checkers and angry eyebrows.
Yeah.
So kids are crazy.
Yeah.
Kids are wild.
Yeah. Kids are wild. I also just feel like there was something about like I don't think we intentionally like knew what we were doing,
mm-hmm.
but being so different from like our parents, right? I think there was another layer of like them not understanding and like liking that they didn't understand, right? Because
yes.
if they went on your email or whatever, they'd be like, I don't even know what you're writing. Like,
right.
why is there 45 letters and like Q's on everything? Like, I can't even decipher.
Mm-hmm. It's like a different language.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we're like, good. It's not for you.
Yep.
Old head. You know, like this is for me and my friends.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. That was a lot of the emails. And like, obviously, I guess it's just like pre like texting really, but like email. I was emailing.
Yeah.
Emailing. Like I had like a job. Like I was on my email more than I'm on my email now.
Yeah. And I would use like HTML to like make it different colors.
Yes.
Did you guys do
we
that?
Were
I love that. Yes. Yes.
We were,
yes.
Coding
women
before
in
the
STEM.
Code, women in
yes.
STEM. Yep.
I mean, I had to learn it because for MySpace,
MySpace.
I had the code, so I was not going to not have like the changing colors.
No,
or stuff
right.
like that.
Did you all have MySpace?
Yes.
Yes.
But
just
mine
don't
was
tell
a
my
secret.
Mom.
I was like, don't tell my mom.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Don't tell my
have
mom.
Have I talked about on the podcast when my mom found my secret MySpace?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh. So I, like you, was specifically told
do not
make a MySpace. It wasn't just like I made one and I wasn't sure if, like, I knew. I was not allowed to. I made it at my friend's house and I would only log in on like her computer. Like I wouldn't even go on it at my house
because
I was like, stakes
Can't
are too
stress.
High.
Yep.
So eventually, here's where I messed it up for myself. I signed up for MySpace with my email, which my mom had access to.
Damn.
And she checked my email one time and saw like a confirmation, like, you know, MySpace thing. And she sent me an email to that email, like forwarded me that and was like, "You think you're so cool with your secret MySpace." And like really like just going in. And it was so funny too, because I could tell she was just fuming and like kind of trying to like very much like worried that everything on it was inappropriate.
Right.
And one of the things that she like pressed me on when she like confronted me that later that day was that, like, you know, remember when it was like a thing to like hack someone's MySpace and they'd like write a note?
Yes.
My friend had written a note and put lots of hearts in it, which was like less than three.
Right.
And my mom thought that meant eating ass.
Oh my God.
And what does this mean? Eating ass like all over my MySpace, like, because there were so many hearts. It was like, you know, I love you.
That was like the thing, though. The lesson three, like
less than three. And I'm like, what do you mean eating ass?
You're like people eat ass.
I don't know what does that mean? And she's like, less than three. The three is the butt. And I'm like,
that's a heart.
Your mom was probably like,
I think that she like kind of stepped back a little bit. Was like.
Okay.
It kind of gives when emojis were like really popular and they were on the news and they're like, if you see kids sending an eggplant and this, it actually means this. And they were telling the parents what each meant.
And
it didn't mean any of what they
exactly.
were getting.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are we doing?
I think part of it that may have led her to believe the less than three thing, though, was that me and my friends on MySpace had an inside joke that we would just write 69 all over everything. We didn't even know what 69 meant.
Right.
We just thought it was a funny number because like an older boy in our like math class would always like yell out 69 and we'd be like, haha. It was like SpongeBob, like 24.
Right. But he was probably yelling it out because he knew what 69 was. Right.
So, but with me and my friends in sixth grade, it was like an inside joke to be like, ha, 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 69. And so, to be fair to my mom, it was like all over my MySpace was like 69
and eating ass.
Less than three. She's like, 69 oh my
eating
God.
Ass.
This is why she shouldn't have a Facebook.
Right. Well,
MySpace, sorry.
No, I'm on the Facebook. I remember I wasn't allowed to have anything. And respectfully, mom, I know you're listening. What are we doing, girl? Like, just, okay. We're here now, so it's fine. But all right. Anyway.
The kids will find their way because
they're
going to
do it anyway, bro.
Because
I
know. Because what? You were not going to be on the social. Like, that was still socializing and that was very important. But it was like after school and everyone was talking on the Facebook,
you were
on
just
the MySpace.
So left out.
Yeah. And I feel like when I got caught, I like explained it to my mom. Like, bro, all my whole classmates, look at the roster. And she's
look
like,
at the roster.
She's like, oh, now give me your password so I can monitor it. So that's what I want to do with my kid. Hopefully where I can be like, look,
Listen, there's a reason for it. I feel like the other thing too is like their reasoning for it at the time just didn't feel or seem like logical or valid.
Yeah.
Now, right, you can prove that the internet is fully cracked and like children don't necessarily need to have access to all of these things and you can like show them that. But then it was like really hard to understand why it wasn't a place for us.
Yeah, back in the day, they're like, oh, you can't go on there because then you'll talk to random strangers.
I'm not talking to random strangers. I'm talking to my friends.
That's what I do on Uvu and the other chat.
On Omegle.
That's what I'm doing there, girl.
Exactly, you're confused
around the wrong thing.
right. I remember, though, like, I wasn't allowed to have a Facebook and I was upset about it. I totally was upset about it. Everybody had a Facebook and everybody was doing the thing. And I couldn't get around. I couldn't figure out how to have a Facebook without getting caught. So I just didn't have a Facebook. I was like, I just can't. I just know I'm going to get caught. And I just like, I'm not interested in any of that. So my personality became, I want to have a Facebook because I don't really want one. I don't really want one. So
y'all
it's like, whatever.
Facebook?
Oh, you guys have Facebook? Oh, I just like, and I just don't really want that. Like, that's just not something I'm into.
That is
Meanwhile, I'm like,
so funny.
I want Facebook.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Unfazed.
You know, and that was like the original photo dump was a Facebook album with all your digital camera pictures.
Yep.
From like the football game.
Right. From
after
one
a game,
night.
Yep. After a game.
30 photos of one night.
Yep.
Especially so in theater.
Especially in theater. Yeah.
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 I get you feeling left out.
Left out. And I would be in these photos and like not see them ever.
As the years went on, like by high school, did you get to have a Facebook and like later life? Like when we had prom, like I feel like that's when I remember being tagged in the prom pics and all that stuff.
I still didn't have a Facebook because I had Instagram.
By the time
she said,
I got Instagram sophomore year.
Gotcha.
And that's what we were doing.
And
so
that's
Facebook
when adults
was not
were
relevant.
Getting on Facebook, mm-hmm. so it was less cool.
Yes, exactly.
My mom, I was going to say, I think a mom tagged me in all those Facebook
exactly.
photos. Exactly.
Like, and I got
common.
On Facebook literally after I graduated high school, because I went to community college and I was a part of the dance program, and that's where we were communicating. And I was like, well, then I need one now.
Right.
So I made one. But I had Instagram for the 3 years of high school, so I didn't care that I didn't have Facebook.
Wow.
I know, right? Also, isn't that crazy that Instagram came out and we all had Instagrams when we were 15, 16?
Having Instagram in high school is how I found out my high school boyfriend was cheating on me with a cheerleader.
Stop.
I found proof. I didn't want to believe the proof.
Right.
And then that proof made me believe.
Right.
And then they immediately started dating after.
Oh, don't you hate that?
It's always the one that he says
not to worry about. Yeah.
This is why I have trust issues.
That's tea, girl.
Oh, girl. Ugh, that's finding out through the internet. Well, it's there's nothing like snooping and then hurting your own feelings.
Oh, my God. That's why.
Guilty.
Just don't snoop. You will find out what you need to find out when you need to find it out. To snoop is to hurt your feelings, or have your friend snoop. Just
also, if you feel a type of way,
it's probably the
just
tea.
Just listen to your gut. You don't even need to. Yep. You don't need to validate it. If you feel that way about that person, just let it go.
Yeah, that's tea.
Haven't we said that? If we have the feeling that we need to go through their phone and look for something, that's where you lost me. If I'm already having that feeling, I'm going to stop and be like,
yeah, why prove it? And here's the thing. It'll always prove itself.
Mm-hmm.
So just go with your gut and get out of there.
You won't catch me. Dead.
Oh, I ain't looking at nobody's phone. I don't want your password.
Again.
I don't
Never again.
I don't care. What you do on your phone is your business. And if I find out, then I can handle it. But I don't need to know.
And if I'm not trusting you, then that's an issue on its own.
Right. Yep.
And maybe it's me who has trust issues, or maybe you're giving me reasons to not trust you.
Mm-hmm. But either way, not a good
situation.
Either
way, it's not healthy.
Yeah.
If you're going through his phone without him knowing, you've lost.
We're done.
It's a lot. It's okay. Lose.
Cancel it. Cut it.
Yep. I agree.
This is not a relationship episode. However, that still remains true. Well, Instagram ruins a lot of relationships because.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? When Instagram first came out, do you guys remember it was really just a photo editing app?
Yes.
Because no one, unless you knew how to use Photoshop, you didn't edit photos.
No, you just posted it.
You just posted it.
Yeah.
And it was I remember. So funny. I remember one of my friends, my guy friends, showing it to me, and it was a picture of a soda can on the beach that he had taken with the Valencia filter.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, this is really
art.
Good.
Right.
Art. This looks like it could be in an ad campaign. How did you edit this?
Put this in the MoMA.
Yeah.
Right.
Now. And he was like, oh, it's an app called Instagram. It has these filters that edit it for you.
Right.
And I was like, that's so cool. And I got it just for editing the photos. And it was you would just follow people to see the other photos they had edited. It wasn't.
Right. It wasn't a social app.
Yet. But it quickly did become that.
Yeah. Because then you started following your friends and your family and stuff. But I totally remember my first, I remember the Notes app on the iPhone and how it looked what are those?
A yellow notepad.
Yeah. Yellow notepad that you flip over like that. It looked like that. And I remember I was in a show at the time, and I remember we were dreamcasting, which is the only thing we ever do. If we're not in a show, we're dreamcasting another show. So we were dreamcasting some other show with all the kids that were in that show. And I had put it in my Notes app, screenshot it, put a Sepia filter or whatever on the Notes app screenshot, posted it, and tagged everybody. But also you couldn't tag you tag now, right?
You put it in the comments.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, oh, this is it cracked. Why was I doing that?
You put the cast list in Canva and they were
what? They're like, whoa. Yes, literally.
And remember the squiggly font of the original Notes app? I can picture it in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Wow.
But that was art.
Yeah.
You did that.
Oh yeah. I can see the photo now, and I'll try to find it because it's so cringe, so just bad. Remember, obviously, the glasses, the movie theater glasses that you took home?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they were that style, but they were from Claire's, but they had Hello Kitty, whatever. One of them characters, Minnie Mouse, whiskers on it. And that's also when mustaches were a thing. So I had the glasses on, and it's a mirror selfie. So I'm holding my also non-iPhone phone in the thing, and I'm like this.
Oh, my God. Remember that? I know.
Ew, also had clip-in bangs. Bro, I don't know what kind of shit I was on.
Did you have
dude.
The headband across yeah, at that
it,
point?
But it was the crochet headband that had the flower crochet on it. I'm oh. so, I am like a walking, like 2010, 2012, like
I remember you
like,
loving
lunatic.
Mustaches and pizza. Bro. Like that was, you loved that
Sick.
Shit.
So ugly.
How, do you remember people would, thank God we weren't over 18 in that
Tattoos?
Time. Because remember people would tattoo a mustache here so
yes.
they could be like,
Same. Ew, imagine Gosh. Now. Imagine now. Imagine you're the person that got a mustache tattooed on your finger and look at you now. What are you doing?
If you have a mustache tattoo on your finger, we want to hear from you from the group chat.
Literally send a picture. Please. Send a picture to the group chat. Please.
And tell us what you like. What was your thought process then? What do you think now? This yeah. is like a tell-all interview
yes.
with a mustache finger
yes.
girl.
Yes.
Just
I
give
totally
me all the
remember
tea.
That. Yes. Thank God we couldn't get tattoos back then. Oh my God. I would have a pizza tattoo. Well, I wanted one. I knew I was like, when I turn 18, I'm going to get a pizza tattoo. Sick.
Maybe if we ever end up doing that tattoo video for the Schulte channel where we all go get a tattoo, you should get a slice
I won't.
Of pizza.
I will, while we're filming, be like, I actually am not going to do this video
I'm
anymore.
Out.
I'm out. Sorry.
The viewers submit. They're like, pepperoni. We want the pepperoni.
No. No.
What if it was like artsy? What if it was
no.
like line art of a pizza?
No.
We get an artist to draw a pizza.
It's
no,
just a
bro.
Slice. And then on the inside, and like really pretty, right? It just says life. Slice of life.
Oh my God, hell no.
No, no, no. Actually, wait.
Hell
it's the
no.
pizza from Goofy movie. You know how it looks so good
so
with the drizzle?
Gooey. Well, I want, that's what it was. It was
really?
Like, it was a slice of pizza that like had like gooey cheese.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay, we can
no,
send it.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, dang.
I think if I could have gotten tattoos back then, I would have gotten like a feather. You remember that was
oh
like
my
something?
God, yes. yes.
Like
the
on
arrows.
The
yes.
On
oh,
here. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am curious, if you guys did get one of those tattoos or anything you look back on now, how do you feel about it now? Like, do you
yeah.
still love it? I hope you do.
I hope you do.
Gosh,
it's on
I
your
know.
Body. So yeah. that's the same. Ooh, I almost called you out.
What?
I was going to say, that's the same thing with like infinity signs. Like, what the hell is that about? Don't you have an infinity
Ooh,
sign?
No, I don't
oh,
have
no,
an
you
infinity
have,
sign.
You have a heartbeat.
Yeah,
thingies.
I have a heartbeat.
That's the same vibe.
Yeah. For my brother who died and came back to life. Maybe I should get an infinity sign now.
For the video, honestly.
Yeah.
On my butt, live ass is infinite.
Period. No, you get a less than three, and on your ass is
and I'm
eating
like,
eats ass.
I love
yeah.
that actually, and I will be voting for that in the
yeah,
polls
me too.
If we do the video.
Me too.
Oh
me too.
The less than three. That's so cute. But also, how cute a little less than
that
three.
That would be kind of cute. That's
kinda
actually
kinda
really
cute.
Cute. I'm kind of down for that one.
Yeah, because now it's like nostalgic,
right?
Like,
yeah.
Before emojis, I like. There were different smiley faces, like combinations that you could make with like
right.
the, you know, the colon mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm.
and the capital D.
Yep.
For like an open mouth smile. Yep.
I remember I had my friends basically gave me an intervention that I was using an uncool smiley face.
Well,
in sixth
which
grade.
One was it?
Well, I was doing like the old style of like colon dash
oh,
for
with
the nose. Like,
oh, yeah.
Which to be fair,
was
in like fifth grade, that was how everyone did it.
Right.
But in sixth grade, everyone switched to
we
just
took
the
nose out.
Yes. And well, and also it was parentheses first. Remember?
Right.
Because it was attached to the last word.
Yes.
Yes. No space,
parentheses colon.
And I yes. remember my friends being like, you're not going to like send that text, right? Like as I was like typing it out on my razor. And I was like,
yeah.
Why?
Right.
And they're like, well, like, I feel like he would like it more if you did like the colon, like the parentheses and then the colon. Like, no. No dash.
Right.
Like,
right.
Like,
right.
And it was like on the bus, like to a basketball game. I remember it so clearly. My friends like being like, don't send that.
Don't
that's not
do
cool.
that. Right.
It's like justice all over again.
It's like
right.
justice all over
Literally.
Again.
Wait, okay. I really, this is quick because I think we already talked about this. So like, please tell me, be like, I already said this. But my freshman year, I loved this boy. Oh my God, I loved him. I don't know where you're at, and I definitely don't
That's
love
why
you
need
anymore.
To go to high school
like, I know. I yeah. This man, oh my God, I was obsessed with him. But he like definitely had a girlfriend. He was like definitely the cutest guy in school. Like it was like very much like it was like giving that. And we had a lot of interactions. We had a lot of classes together. We were like cool. We were like friends, so we had interactions. But I was like in love with this man. And every day I had a calendar, and every day I would put like a smiley face, like a real smiley face if the day was good, a sad face, a mad face, or like. a heart eyes face if like the day was like perfect. And I kept that calendar for so long because I just like wanted to go back and like LOL, because there would be days where it was like slanty face, like so many days in a row. And like the last day was like the biggest smile. I'm like, well, he probably just like didn't talk. You guys probably didn't have any interactions. That's why you were so mad. And then he like talked to you. And like, I remember the day he gave me his number.
Heart eye.
And I was
heart
like, yeah. So. Wow. That, yeah.
And that's honestly a part of the back to school. Which crush am I going to have this year? Like,
yeah. Right. Like, and there's going to be different boys. Also, boys change so much over summer.
Over break.
They're tall. They're like, they've like, they got muscles or whatever.
Just
like,
everyone after the break.
Hair. Yeah. Yeah. New hair. Yeah. Armpit hair. Yeah. Boxers, bro.
Yeah.
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 That's a whole episode, crushes.
Oh, yeah. That's tea.
On it, that would actually be so cute to do like a whole episode about like crushes.
I would love.
I'm writing it down.
I have so many.
I could talk about Jimmy from preschool forever.
Dude, yep. Yep.
Well, oh did God. You guys have any back to school stories that you didn't get to share before we wrap up?
I don't think so. I think I got hit it all.
Yeah.
From Instagram to the crushes to all of it.
Yep. Yeah. The back to school shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is just my favorite. My grandma would take me every single year. I'd go to Mervyn's.
Mervyn's!
Blast from the past.
How did
Blast
I forget?
Mervyn's to go back to school shopping when we were in elementary.
TBT.
That was like.
TBT, bro.
I would get Bobby Jack.
Bobby Jack?
I got a pink Bobby Jack graphic.
With and then the like did it have the green like collar? You remember it would be like pink and green?
Oh, yes, the green collar. Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I really vividly remember the Bobby Jack top graphic tee, and it was like three different Bobby Jacks with different moods or something.
Right.
And then a matching skirt to go with it.
Right.
Pink, obviously, always matching. I don't know
of
why.
Of course,
but
no, of course.
Mervyn's.
Wow, Mervyn's.
Mervyn's. Really... So, ladies, now that we are no longer back to school shopping, but always shopping, please comment below and let us know where we're shopping.
Like, where do I get jeans? I am so stressed.
What's
please.
The Mervyn's of today?
Yeah. Please, I
think I it
need
might be Old Navy.
I do love Old Navy.
Okay, that's right.
I'm kind of like leaning. I'm gonna
Good
go
American,
hit up an Old Navy.
I've heard.
Good American.
It's good jeans, okay.
But expensive,
right?
That's where like Old Navy, you can
Comes
get your jeans
play.
For like $25.
Right, right. Okay.
Do Old Navy, girl.
But it okay. is interesting. Like, I feel like when I was in school, we would basically do like two shopping trips a year. There was like a back to school shopping trip, and then like kind of like an after Christmas, like. Going and getting stuff with my Christmas money kind
yeah.
of thing.
Oh, and you've yeah. grown at that point. So
yeah.
they're like, right. oh, you need longer pants. I remember.
Yeah, right. and maybe a couple times a year, my mom would be like, oh, I found this shirt for you at, you know, Target right. or Kohl's or whatever. But like the back to school trip was like such a thing.
Yes.
And now that we don't have that, it's, I don't know, it's.
There's definitely less like hauls happening.
Yeah.
Like it's not like I went and got all this stuff. It's like, oh, I got a shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like a month later, I'm like,
I'm
going
to tell my
pants.
Grandma she needs to take me back to school shopping.
You should tell her.
Like, I know I'm not going to school, but I'm going to the office. What about that?
Right, right.
Back to the office.
Back to the office.
Except that's the thing. We don't have summers anymore.
Right, because we still work.
Yeah. And it does kind of take away that climactic feeling of like summer, because it's like summer's still amazing. There's still lots of, you know, exciting stuff going on. The weather's great. But it's not that like, oh my God. Summer, no school, no responsibilities.
I'm really glad that we did this back to school episode because it really allowed us to reminisce and think back about it. Cause like, I see the commercials for back to school and I just kind of like block it off. Like I just
right.
don't think about it anymore.
I feel right. so disconnected from it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's that disconnect. Like I'm just like, oh, that's
right.
just not my life anymore. So I just like don't engage in like that kind of content. And
right.
so it was nice to like sit and reflect and be like, do you remember like TBT that?
Mervyn's.
Yeah. Mervyn's. And you were like, what happened to her? Is there still Mervyn's school?
No.
Not that I know of.
Oh,
I don't think
wow.
so. I think that they got rid of them.
See,
like
kids.
I think it discontinued. I know. See?
I think that's interesting too, because now I do feel very disconnected from that. And like so many of the things we talked about today, like I haven't thought about in years.
Right.
And like buying school supplies. But I feel like my like connection to back to school was like kind of long, a couple years longer than it would have been because of like my YouTube channel.
Oh.
And the back to the chokehold of back to school videos.
Mm-hmm. That content.
And I was fully doing online school while I was making that content. Like
right.
I was not going to school.
Right.
But I was buying the supplies and stuff for the videos.
Right.
And like, I feel like in my head I rationalize it of like, oh, I'm still going to like use this stuff because like
it's like
I'm a student.
Right. And it's like stationary.
And
it's, whatever.
Yeah.
yeah.
But like I was doing like DIY like notebooks and I wasn't writing in a notebook. Like all of
right.
my
right.
stuff was
and
like.
And it wasn't like it was skewing to college age when you were like That's when you were college age.
I was college age, and it was geared more like high school.
Right.
And I remember like making all of these fun DIYs and like thinking like this would have been so cool in high school.
Right.
But it kind of prolonged that experience for me. But it's been, I don't know. That's a good question. When was the last back to school video I made? Probably like
2017.
Yeah. Probably like 2016.
2016.
Yeah.
I'm going to go watch one of your back to school videos in like in lieu of the season.
Oh my God. Honestly, yeah, cringe, bro. That's like the deepest cringe.
Really?
But it is such a time capsule of that part on YouTube.
Bro, I was thinking about Alicia Marie. That girl was in high school. School Alicia? That was real for so long. She did that for so long.
Yeah.
That is really funny. She took them all down now because she's like, what the hell is this?
But she makes like TikToks and stuff about it. And it's so funny.
I think her last birthday that she had, it was like School Alicia themed. So she had like her thumbnails like blown up into poster boards and it was like super cringe. And I'm like, embrace it, girl. Like that's,
yeah.
I mean, she has to because that's how she got, like that. That's why she is who she is now because she was doing that content.
And I love that attitude of like, embracing it and like being in on the joke,
right?
And like not to like completely derail, but it reminded me of the opposite of that, of like people not being able to like lean into the joke.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the Ben Platt interview that came out a couple days ago?
No.
It was like a full interview about like his new movie Theater Camp.
Okay.
And they're asking about all different aspects of his life, and one of the things they asked him was like, recently you were on the cover of this article about Nepo babies. Do you have anything to comment on that? It would have been so easy for him to just be like, ha, ha, ha. Like, yeah, I get where people are coming from. But like, I feel like my talent stands on its own.
Right.
He literally said, no comment. And then it says, publicist jumps in. We will not be speaking on that. And we will get back to the conversation on Theater Camp. Like, and it literally said in the article, like, what his publicist had said. And I'm like,
okay.
Just lean into the joke. Just be like Alicia with your big thumbnail and be like, haha, my dad is a Broadway producer.
Like, you are a Nepo baby. Yeah. Like, why do we have to?
You are amazing. And you won the awards. And you did all of that.
Yeah, your talent has proven that that's fine. But, like,
let's not forget that you did not get that platform. Because, that was a good one.
That was a good one. But,
But I feel like when you were talking about that, it made me realize, like, come on, guys. Like, just lean into the joke.
Right. Well, that's, like, Zac Efron, like, kind of pretending, like, High School Musical didn't exist or didn't happen, and we're like, girl. Oh,
I did not know he did that.
Well, he definitely isn't like, because everyone else is like, oh, throwback to this, and he like does not engage in that at all. And we're like, okay, but.
So not to, like, this is so not on topic, but right. I just wonder really what that experience was like for him. Like, imagine being the Zac Efron of like the time and like everyone just treating you how we did, and oh my God, you know,
right?
Like, I feel like that, and he was so young, so like I would really love a interview with Zac Efron just hearing like how that whole High School Musical experience went down, if he's really not like wanting to talk about it.
Yes. And you know what, for me it doesn't even have to be Zac Efron, just someone, even it could be an extra. It could be a boom mic operator,
right?
Someone on the set of High School Musical
telling me all the tea.
Yep.
And ladies, this is so off topic, not back to school, but,
but you know.
But I want it nonetheless. Yeah. Honestly, there's never an inappropriate time to bring up High School Musical.
That's facts.
Yep.
That's facts.
Not on this podcast. You are so right.
Not in life.
Or death. Honestly, talk about it at my funeral. But that is all we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for watching or listening. And if you're going back to school in any capacity, whether it be a student, a teacher, a parent, I hope you have a great back to school season. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I feel like I said that twice, but that's okay. Thanks for watching.
Bye.